Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, what we're going to be talking about is optimizing content creator UX with headless WordPress builds featuring Tayor Unabue. Tayor, welcome to Press This.
Hi, David. Thanks so much for having me on today. I'm really excited to chat about what is a very interesting topic and kind of an emerging one at the moment.
This is one of my favorite topics, actually. You know, there's been this huge furor over the developer experience with decoupled JavaScript builds, and it seems to be what's driving a lot of the energy. But like so often, people aren't thinking about the content creator's role in that and what their user experience is like. And I think, you know, it's early days and it's still evolving, but this is one of my favorite topics because, you know, as I think even of the strength of WordPress, it's from enabling both the developer and the content creator side. And I just wonder if we're losing too much of that and how a lot of folks are approaching decoupled. So this is definitely a very interesting topic to me and hopefully our listeners. Tayor, let me start by asking you the same question I ask every guest. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story?
Yeah, of course. We've, to sort of tell you the origin story is also to kind of tell you about our agency and my background as well. I sort of entered into the creative world, I suppose, through a range of different things. You know, I did film, I did motion graphics, I did sort of more conventional graphic design, and then, you know, one way or another, I ended up managing a website called Android Authority. I started there as managing graphic design, and then sort of jumped around on a load of different teams, and one thing led to another, and before I knew it, I was in charge of managing I think is 4 or 5 websites on a range of scales, all based on WordPress. And that was kind of my first real interaction with it. In the background of my spare time, I was sort of learning development myself and, sort of trying to teach myself at least the basics. Meanwhile, of course, I was also having to manage these sort of hugely complicated sites. That sort of ticked along for a couple of years, and then as time went on, I sort of split out from Android Authority and joined who is now one of Drupal's co-founders, the agency that I run. And we split out. We started taking on more projects, and then later in 2021, we joined up with another development agency that that we knew the head of personally, and joined forces. And since then, we've managed tons more WordPress sites, and started getting into really the tall grass of what is WordPress, and the vast variety of sites that are built on it and experiences that are built on it. We've worked with headless sites, and are really trying to I'm not sure we can say that we're pioneering it, but we're really trying to lead the charge there as much as we can. I think that it's really grown from what was initially me just sort of being thrust into managing a pretty large site, into now us, as a team, and myself personally as well, having quite a wide range of experiences across, whether it's marketing sites or publishing sites or e-commerce experiences, with a wide range of integrating technologies and business cases to boot. So it's developed fairly quickly, I would say.
Yeah, it sounds like you've had some really good experience there. And I know Android Authority has a really solid WordPress game, so that must have been a real fun one to jump into, coming from that kind of creative, maybe pseudo design background or design background. And it's interesting, a perspective, I think, because of the interplay between code, content, and design, and how that dynamic changes in particular with headless. But I'm just curious, like, how do you think about the balance of content creator and dev UX with CMS builds in general? Like, I made the point earlier that I felt like how WordPress is open and friendly to devs and also friendly to content creators gave it its strength. But do you agree with that? Or how do you think about that interplay? Before we get to the headless part, just in general with the use of CMS.
I think that is, whether you or I agree with it in a way, it's almost besides the point. I think that's why WordPress is where it is today, is because of those two tenets of it. It's both the flexibility in terms of development, in that, if you believe in it hard enough, you can pretty much make anything happen in WordPress. That balanced out with what is a really strong content creation backbone and UX there. It's the reason that when it comes to, as we get into the conversation on the headless thing, the reason why it's such a convincing choice in terms of a CMS is because of that really powerful content creation experience. 100%.
And we have this tension in WordPress over the years, it feels like, between folks who want to favor the content creator side and folks who want to favor the development side. And it's interesting to feel this tension and how the project itself gets pulled back and forth and the tooling we make gets pulled back and forth. Yeah. I felt like with, the block editor and with full site editing, like it was like, oh, everything's going to be, no code, and it will totally shut out the developer. And I feel like the tension has pulled it more to the content creator UX and like core WordPress, but still left open those avenues for customization from the developer. Mm. And so I don't know if you feel that same, have felt that same tension over the years.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's a tension. I think that goes outside of WordPress. As an agency, we work with companies who are using a bunch of different tools. And I think that's felt industry wide, and not just within the WordPress community. But I think the thing to consider there is that, and definitely the way that we think of it as an agency anyway, is it's almost more like, the more that things get pulled towards no code or low code, the sort of better the guide rails are for how your development on WordPress needs to result or what the result of the development should be is that the result of the development should be something that is at the end of the day extremely easily understandable for all the content creators who are using WordPress as a CMS. And it's almost more just raising the bar in terms of, you know, the level at which you deliver, and not so much. I don't think it should be thought of as something scary in any way, you know?
Yeah, it strikes as like, it's really around agility, right? It's not about coding a web page that looks good and functions. It's about delivering a tool that allows the business to iterate and kind of, in a sense, like drive growth on its own without, as I love to say, every idea being a ticket in your dev team's backlog.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. And understanding, you know, from the development side, that, you know, things now need to be developed with that flexibility in mind. As much as it has been a difficult process to adapt to that, I think for some developers and some teams, I think it's actually a really good standard to try and attain.
Excellent. Well, I remember in my agency days, I would say we spend, you know, twice as much time on the back end experience than we do on the front end.
Yeah.
And that was our kind of motto. And we didn't necessarily spend 2x as much. But my point is, you know, to really focus on that, because at the end of the day, what we're building is a growth tool, not just a web page or website or web pages.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to get back to the headless side of this. And I think, you know, you kind of made this point that these are meta issues, these tensions, and not just with WordPress or any particular part of CMSs. And of course, I kind of made the point in the beginning that the tension is kind of pulling more towards the dev experience with headless. But I want to talk about how you think of WordPress in this greater context with headless. But we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Tyor about his thoughts on the content creator UX with headless WordPress. Tyor, right before the break, we were talking a little bit about kind of this meta level tension between, you know, dev and content creator UX, and this idea that we're really building, and the sites that we build are these growth engines that, you know, need to be agile for the content creators. And I want to kind of get to the headless point specifically, though, because obviously in the great wide world of decoupled, there's more than just WordPress, of course, that folks use as the back end. But I'm just curious, like, what advantages you think WordPress has on content creator UX in headless builds over you know, closed source, or maybe just other types of platforms like Contentful?
Yeah, so I it's funny you mentioned Contentful, because that's definitely the one that comes to mind most immediately as a good counter to this. Is so, you know, for those who aren't too aware of what Contentful is or how it works, it offers a pretty massive deal of flexibility in terms of what you're able to create with it. You know, I'm sure that you could run a good amount of experiences off the back of Contentful, but comes in that it's, you have to build it. You have to, everything that you want to do with it, you have to build it. And you know, the fact is that what has always given WordPress a leg up, and it's kind of, you know, partly just as a result of it being an open source platform, and partly because of the massive community that's built up around it, is that there is either inbuilt support or sort of pre-existing support in some kind of plugin or add-on somewhere for much of the things that, or many of the things that you want to do with it. And I think that that's what's always given WordPress the leg up, I think, is that it's got such a rich community and there's so much possibility in it, you know, just straight off from the offset. And so, yeah, I think that is the main advantage of WordPress overall, is that, you know, when it comes to a content creation UX problem, it's like a lot of the time it's been solved already by someone somewhere. And so it's like, you know, when you're greeted with these two options, WordPress or something like Contentful, and, you know, let's say you're a team that needs to move quickly and make changes quickly, as many teams need to do these days, you know, are you going to go with the platform that you're going to have to scrape together as much as you can, and, you know, try and ask a developer to help with this integration, or try and ask whoever it is, or are you going to go with the platform that offers complete flexibility out of the box, and, you know, tons of potential plugins or tweaks or changes, you know, just built in, like you can just do it with out much of a headache. Like there's really nothing even to talk about. That's kind of just base level what WordPress is about. And so I think that's always been the thing with WordPress, is that it's got so much possibility in it, and the bar of entry is so low, in that I'm pretty sure I could get my mum to set up a WordPress site and make some changes to it, you know.
I think I actually have done that with my mom before. yeah, it's a really good point. It makes me think about, again, this kind of tension between dev and content creator experience. But it's almost like platforms like Contentful, and not, you know, it's I agree, it's a fantastic platform. But to your point, like you have to build a lot of that from scratch. And so like a lot of developers are like, yeah, but I can make it just do what I need to do and be clean. And of course, in time, that application needs to change. And so you end up with, you know, if it's all custom built, then that can make it harder to implement new experiences or features, perhaps, and not certainly not from the lens of not being able to leverage like off the shelf things like plugins or just flat out documentation and examples from people around the internet, which obviously WordPress has a lot of strength in. And it's like if you think of like, well, here's a platform that has fields and an API. Okay, great. That is like a super hardcore dev experience. And it's like when you leverage a platform like WordPress, where you can use more off the shelf stuff, it's more like a dev with a deadline UX, where it's like, I can get things done quickly. I can leverage things that already exist. And at the end of the day, especially when it comes to websites and attracting audiences and converting them in some way, like that iteration is so key. It just feels like that's a huge strength of, you know, being able to leverage something like WordPress.
Yeah, 100%. I think that is, you know, that's a really central thing to it is, yeah, you know, like at the end of the day, it's really just what's going to drive the adoption more so. It's definitely the content creator UX. And meanwhile, you know, it's not like the dev UX is so bad on WordPress. It's not like it's unworkable in any way. And as we get into the headless stuff more, you know, that's definitely helping out even more on the dev UX side of things, and that it gives it gives developers a much better development experience, and still maintaining all of those positives that we talked about with WordPress generally.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. That adoption point is really key. You need those content creators to want to use it and actually use it for the thing you build to have true value.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the content creators a little bit. Like with headless WordPress builds, what are the main types of approaches people can take for the content creator UX? Are most people these days doing just like simple fields like we used to do with ACF and repeater fields? Or are you giving them advanced design control? I know I've seen some people play around with the block editor with headless, but that's, you know, maybe not quite there yet, or maybe we'll never get there. I don't know. But like, what are your thoughts on the main types of approaches folks are taking with headless WordPress builds today regarding the content creator UX?
I think that there's a few different options that you have, pretty much the ones you listed. You know, it's like maybe you have just simple fields and you rely on that. Maybe you rely more on ACF. There's also, of course, the Atlas content modeler by you guys, which is maturing. And then there's blocks as well. And honestly, you can use any one of those approaches or a mix of all of the above, you know? And it honestly comes down more to the dev team. I think that there are, you know, there's definitely a split of people who are wild about Gutenberg and blocks, and, you know, people who would much prefer have their data just in, you know, more normal standard ACF fields or static, WordPress fields. But it really comes down to how much effort the dev team is willing to put in, or how much budget there is, or flexibility, or, you know, what the time constraints are as well. I think that the fact is that with headless WordPress, the flexibility is there. So if you want to, if you're the person or the dev team who's keen on doing too much and putting in all the effort in the world to build something that is truly flexible and maintains much of the flexibility that we've been discussing about WordPress, then you can do it, and it's not impossible. It's just, it takes work. You know, internally we've gone from doing really the bare bones kind of most basic headless WordPress setup to now, you know, on the latest sites that we're doing, we'll add support for the block editor, and we'll have some stuff coming in from ACF, and it's all possible, you know, it's all possible. So
it's such a very developer answer, like anything's possible. I love how you talked about it through the lens of like, well, how much dev hours do you want to invest? Because I mean, at the end of the day, and of course that's WordPress's nature, is like open and configurable and editable by code. And so the answer is, well, what do you want it to do? And it reminds me of like RFPs I've seen in the past of like WordPress versus another CMS, and they'll list out all these features and say, does it do that? And the answer is sure. There's probably something off the shelf, or like you could get a custom plugin to facilitate that functionality. But it's interesting. And I think another thing that's interesting is like, as you're doing these projects, I'm guessing you're not throwing away all your old code. You're probably developing frameworks.
That's exactly what I wanted to get into.
Like, can we get that after the next break, actually? Yeah, because I definitely want to hear this. We're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're talking about optimizing content creator UX with headless. Tayor, sorry about that. Right before the break, we were talking about not throwing away your code and reusing it. And you sounded really excited about that point. So how are y'all approaching it when you're doing these builds and you're thinking about the future and with your own builds or just others that you've seen out in the wild?
I mean, if I'm being honest with you, David, we just launched the same site multiple times for different clients. No, not at all. But
that's not true. Yeah.
No, the fact is that it's, you know, we actually probably don't really reuse any code. We have a couple of things like, you know, the way we handle previews, for example, where we'll reuse that. And we have a base level sort of API to just very simply link up the back end and the front end. Other than that, everything's fresh every time. But
so it's more of go ahead.
Yeah, but you do have a lot of learnings that you take from each project. And the reason why earlier, you know, I'm talking about how much effort you're willing to put in is if you put in 110% effort or 110% time each project to discover a little bit more about what's possible and a little bit more about, you know, the bounds that you can push with what's possible, each time we've found that we've been able to make fairly significant jumps in the level to which we're able to deliver something. And that's kind of, it's this sort of, you know, within us right now, it's kind of a closed source collective knowledge within Drool. And I think that WP Engine has had that closed source stage and has started to open source that knowledge. But yeah, that knowledge you do build on. And very quickly, actually, it seems like things have really picked up in the headless WordPress community. And very quickly, you can see that the jumps are getting bigger and more impressive each time. That's true internally, and that's true generally of the community right now. And yeah, and so even though I say it depends on the effort, you know, you're constantly kind of standing on the shoulders of previous projects, whether they're your own or elsewhere. And those things that are, you know, 2 years ago may have been a case of it taking twice as long to have that level of support or flexibility in a headless WordPress build, maybe now it only takes 1.2 times as long.
Basically this iterative learning and methodology for the way Drool operates, of course, there's probably certainly other folks that are kind of reusing code, but maybe reskinning it for clients. Yeah. But the point is, even without that though, you're able to basically just get more and more efficient with it, with your custom build approach, which makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about build tools. I'm just curious, like, what is your like must use list of tools when building a headless build, but one particularly that delivers an amazing content creator UX? So I get you might be using like WP GraphQL, but like, I don't think that's going to help your content creator UX. I'm just curious, like, how you think about it.
So right now, what we've been sort of chasing the most is, I think that, as you guys will know, ACF is a mainstay of so many WordPress builds generally. And so we've been relying mostly on ACF and the block editor. And as I say, going forwards, we're trying to lean as much as possible on the block editor. And so those are honestly our go-tos. And the funny thing about that, obviously, is that that's not all that different to a monolithic WordPress build.
Yes, it's probably easier to hire people that know it too, even if they don't know the headless parts yet. Yeah.
But what comes along with that as well is that what we end up with, you know, at the end of the project is a WordPress build or a WordPress backend build that is pretty much like for like what a monolithic WordPress build would be. And that's honestly our goal, is that it's the WordPress backend is as familiar as possible for content creators, is what they've come to know and love from WordPress. And the headless stuff is honestly just an added benefit for the end user of whatever experience we're creating. So that's honestly our approach, is whatever gets us closest to what is a standard WordPress build, essentially.
Well, this sounds fantastic. I might have to hit you up after the show. Maybe you get a demo of this or something. This is really cool. Really quickly, what's a recent headless project that you've worked on that you're proud of?
The one I'm proudest of, I think, is one I can't talk about quite yet, but okay. I can give you some of the background details, and it's something that we've wanted to tackle for quite a while. So it's going to be a block editor reliant build, and one singular backend running to React.js and Next.js frontends, and it's a pretty simple build, but it's one of those ones that just is going to really cleanly demonstrate, all of the positives that we're always talking about with headless WordPress. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to get that one out the door and start showing it off.
Well, that's a very engineering answer too. The one I'm working on right now with all the cool new stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this was awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much, David. And hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Excellent. Well, if you'd like to learn more about what Tyor is up to, please visit drewl.com, D-R-E-W-L. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.